This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about UFO over Turkey shuts down airport. That's correct, UFO over Turkey shuts down airport. Now, this article comes to us from expatguideturkey.com, expatguideturkey.com. Title says, UFO Panic in Gaziantep Airspace, All Flights Canceled. And the subtitle says, an unidentified object caused panic in the airspace in Gaziantep. All flights were suspended at Gaziantep Airport. 26 flights were canceled and NOTAM was declared. Flights resumed after 12 hours. Now, the article's by Mukahid Altaki. I'll put a link at the Buy Me a Coffee website, and you can also go to ufowarning.com. Now, let's get into the article here. It says, flights taking off and landing at Gaziantep Airport have been grounded since midnight due to reports of an unidentified object in Gaziantep airspace. Some flights scheduled to land at Gaziantep Airport were diverted to Adana and San Hufa airports. According to the incident that took place in Gaziantep around 0:30, that would be 12:30 a.m., an unidentified object was detected by the cockpit crew of two passenger planes at an altitude of 9,000 feet. So I imagine these guys are either coming in or taking off at 9,000 feet. It's a little low for a jet airliner. The air pilots reported the situation to Gaziantep Air Traffic Control Tower. It is learned that the unidentified object was also confirmed by air traffic controllers. So there you have confirmation by two separate airline pilots and air traffic control of this UFO. It says flights were suspended at Gaziantep Airport following the incident. Some planes scheduled to land in Gaziantep were diverted to San Hufa and Adana airports. Since the night, 26 flights, including 13 takeoffs and 13 landings, have been canceled at Gaziantep Airport. You have to wonder how big this thing was. You know what happened in L.A. a couple years back when they had Jetpack Man? Well, nobody closed an airport down. They just made a joke of it and kept landing and taking off like nothing even happened. Same thing in Chicago when they had the UFO there. Something happened in Turkey, though, that got their attention to the point where they closed the airport down for 12 hours. According to the information received from the Gaziantep Airport State Airports Authority, Chief Directorate NOTAM was not published, but it was stated that an official statement will be made on the subject in the coming hours. In other words, we put this notice out, but it's not in writing, so, you know, take what you will. Look, they spotted a UFO, they reported the UFO, the airport was shut down for 12 hours. Now, official notice or no official notice, hey, something was seen there. On the other hand, hundreds of passengers had to wait for hours at Gaziantep Airport due to canceled flights. Flights at Gaziantep Airport resumed after 12 hours following the evaluation of the suspicious object. This thing must have been hanging around for a while. It's there for 12 hours. No one's coming, no one's going. Now, the government comes out and says, well, there was no official NOTAP. Well, maybe there was no official notice, but you closed the airport down. NOTAM, which is Notice to Airmen, is a warning broadcast to notify flight operations officials of the existence of any work service method or hazard and of any changes in a timely manner. This is a weird one. So whatever these guys saw, it was big enough, it was in the way enough that nobody wanted to land there, nobody wanted to take off from there. They closed the airport down for 12 hours. We have confirmation from two separate airplane pilots. They said the radar was on their planes. So it's also been reported that there's visual confirmation. Might even be a couple videos of this thing floating around. Who knows if we'll ever see them, because I've also read reports that there have that investigators have been sent to that airport. Now let's take a look at this next article. Now, we have a second article here from sonardaily.my. It says, Gaziantep, flights were suspended for 12 hours due to the UFO allegedly detected by the radar of a passenger plane in southeastern Turkey on early Saturday reported Honolulu. The radar of a plane arriving at the airport at midnight detected an unidentified object at 9,000 feet in the Gaziantep city, said the authorities. After the pilots reported the situation to Air Traffic Control Unit, the arriving planes were directed to the airports in Adana and San Larufa cities. At least 18 flights were canceled since. Flights resumed after 12 hours. Now, of course, we know that there were 26 flights that were canceled, and yes, they did resume after 12 hours. Also, this thing was apparently recorded by not one plane, but two. And also, the radar recorded this UFO from the ground, from air traffic control. So you have three independent radar confirmations of this UFO. Whatever it was so big and it was so threatening that they shut down the departures and arrivals at this airport for 12 hours. That tells me this thing must have been there for a while. It really, this definitely clocks up as a strange one. Of course, this happened in Turkey, and since folks here in the U.S. seem to think that the world ends at the borders of our country, there's been very little coverage of this stateside that I'm aware of. Now, I went over here to Reddit because I find so many good things over here. Yes, it's not a mainline news site. Yes, it may not be fact-checked the way some of these guys think you should fact-check things, but it's a community, and they're crowdsourcing stuff, and you can oftentimes get information and details here that you can't find in the regular newspapers. And this contributor here, RUFOs by Belfel, it says, the new sighting in Turkey airports closed and flights canceled. And then he's asking for a translation of an article that he's found online that's written in the Turkish language. And of course, he can't write Turkish. And there's a couple comments here. The first one says 26 flights were canceled due to this event. The object was observed for hours with many satellites focused on the region from space. I don't know much about the subject, but the event is actually very big. Now, if that's true, that would, I'm sure it is true because, you know, the American satellites are focusing on all the important stuff. But imagine this, if we could see the satellite images along with the radar images from the airplanes, the two airplanes, and the ground radar images. And this is called mass confirmation. Also, there's reports that that at least one of these crews videotaped this thing. But the problem there is, reportedly, investigators have already been sent to the airport. So whether or not we'll ever get a chance to see that video, if it exists, that's another question. This guy says, it says, among other things, that in addition to various aircrew in flight reporting, the object at around 9,000 feet altitude, the sighting was also confirmed by air traffic controllers, which means it must have been of some size. Normal radar doesn't pick up small consumer drones. Now, here we go. This guy, he did a good job. He just went ahead and translated the whole thing. He says, translated from Turkish, UFO panic at Gaziantep Airport, exclamation point. Due to the sight of an unidentified object in Gaziantep airspace, flights from Gaziantep Airport have not been possible since midnight. Of course, we found in the other article it said 12:30 a.m. Ibrahim Halil Altanuva. According to the incident that took place around 0:30, that's 12:30 a.m., in Gaziantep, an unidentified object was detected by the cockpit crew of two passenger planes underway at an altitude of approximately 9,000 feet. The pilots reported the situation to Gaziantep Air Traffic Control Tower. It was learned that the unidentified object was also confirmed by air traffic controllers. So you got these pilots calling into air traffic control and saying, hey, we see a UFO. And air traffic control saying, yeah, we know, we see the same thing. Some flights are directed to Salarua and Adana. It says flights were stopped at Gaziantep Airport after the incident. Whatever this thing saw, it concerned them because they quit letting planes land. Some planes planned to land at Gaziantep were diverted to San Lurfa and Adana airports. Since the night, 26 flights from Gaziantep Airport, 13 of which are departures and 13 of which were landing, have been canceled. Authorities questioned forcing Mustafa Karadas on live broadcast at UFO panic at Gaziantep Airport, exclamation point. So apparently, this was announced on Turkish TV. Somebody from Turkey can let me know. And the authorities weren't happy about it because they're saying, oh, you're going to create a panic. That's what it sounds like. All flights canceled after pilots' notice. Hundreds of passengers are waiting, it says. According to the information received from Gaziantep Airport, states DHMI, it was learned that a NOTAM has not been published and an official statement on this subject will be made in the coming hours. On the other hand, hundreds of passengers have been waiting for hours at Gaziantep Airport due to the cancellation of flights. So in other words, we canceled flights for 12 hours, but nobody sent out the NOTAM, which is a notice to airmen. Sounds like they're trying to already start this second parallel narrative. You can see the beginnings of it right here. Two airline pilots report seeing a UFO. Report having it show up on their radar. Ground control confirms it's so serious that they stop all incoming flights and all leaving flights. They close the airport down for 12 hours, okay? Nothing to see here, though. A newsman apparently went on television and talked about it. The authorities are not happy. But what are we told? Nothing said about the UFO. Oh, we'll talk about that later. But no notice to airmen was given. Nothing to worry about. See, the parallel narrative beginning right from the start. You close the airport down for 12 hours. People begin to talk about it, and the government comes in and says, "Why are you trying to scare people? There was no notice given." Well, if there was no notice given, then why are hundreds of people waiting at an airport who can't fly in or out? Please tell me that, if there's no problem here. The next guy says, "Thanks for the translation. My cousin works for Turkish Airlines. There has to be some CIT chat or rumor. Some chit-chat or rumor. I called him, but his shift starts at 8. I'll update the post." Then it says, "My cousin who works at Turkish Airlines just returned my call. Take it with a grain of salt. It's just chit-chat. Apparently, video exists. And pilots who took the video filed a report, and that's how the warning got out. That's all they know. If new information comes out, I'll keep the post updated, but the cable news didn't pick up the story, so my guess is it will get cold." Well, how about that? Another UFO story shut down before it ever gets started. It says, there was serious enough to shut this down, to shut down all flights over this 12 hours, and no one is talking about it. Wow. Here's another one. UFO panic at Gaziantep Airport. Pilots noticed it was all flights stopped. Current news flights taking off and landing at Gaziantep Airport have been canceled since midnight due to sighting of an unidentified object in Gaziantep airspace. Hundreds of passengers wait for hours as flights were canceled. Flights returned to normal after about 12 hours. Wow. Yeah, one fellow says this is right. Men in black have probably already arrived on the scene and are quote-unquote ensuring safety. Don't you know that? Well, that's just a fascinating story to me. Now, I have to tell you, I will take a little bit of a dive back here because this isn't the first time that Turkey's come up with a big UFO story. We have this UFO swarm, I guess you would say, that took place over a couple, 3 years, back in 2007 to 2009, known as the Kumburgaz case. I'll leave a link to this also at the Buy Me a Coffee site. The story comes from turkeyufocase.blogspot.com. turkeyufocase.blogspot.com. I won't go through the whole thing. I'll just say this guy has done a really good job, I believe, on going through this case, which consists of multiple UFO sightings, video of these UFOs, a documentary on it. They have gone into great detail to go back and show you where the pictures were taken from on the beach. They've done the math on it to show the location of the UFOs that were videotaped and photographed. I just think this guy did a fantastic job on this. The pictures involved are superb. The first one here from June 12th, 2008, the date stamp says, it looks like a classic saucer, but it's got very domed on top, flat on the bottom. Looks like something out of Star Wars. He says, Turkey has a long and rich history of unexplained aerial phenomena dating back centuries, but between 2007 and 2009, in the northwest region of the country, a series of unusual events took place. Multiple strange objects were observed over the sea, and witnessed by local residents. During that time, an important video was taken of something unidentified hovering in the sky at the same location. It is possible Yalson Yalman was able to capture in close detail on film what people were seeing. This blog is an attempt to document as much as possible what happened. Several local residents described observing disc and oval-shaped aerial objects with a metallic appearance that maneuvered silently while sometimes accompanied by strange red and orange lights. Some of these witnesses lived in the nearby housing complex while others were curious onlookers and fishermen. In 2009, after a UFO conference held near Istanbul, Roger Lear and 7 to 8 other people became witnesses themselves and observed a strange disc-shaped object hovering in the object in the sky and were interviewed multiple times. Lear was interviewed multiple times before he passed away. Now, it's got some pictures of this craft. It's also got some pictures where you see these orbs. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, which looks like they're located on the edge, on the leading edge of this craft, this giant flying saucer dish-shaped craft. Where you don't see the craft itself, but you just see the orbs. They've got a map here. It shows where the cameraman was at. He had a pretty high-powered camera, a video camera with a big lens on it. And then they were able to determine about where these things were located out over the Mediterranean, I guess this is. I think it was out about 45, 50 miles. It's got a picture here going back showing the guy. It says reports were filed with the Sirius UFO and Space Science Research Group, which is Turkey's primary UFO reporting organization run by Haktan Akdagan. Also, the videos were analyzed by the Scientific and Technology Research Board of Turkey. Look, they went through these things. They still couldn't figure out what they were. I think they basically just said this is the best hoax we've ever seen, or it's a real thing. And obviously, this is not a hoax. This is a real, honest to goodness, legitimate photographer taking these pictures. They're neat. You can go through, and there's links to the different videos that he took. Here's one from 2008. Here's one from July of 2008. This one shows the orbs, and so some of them you can actually see the spacecraft itself. And other ones, you see these orbs that look to be situated around the craft. Now, whether they're actually attached to the craft or not, some they seem to be. Others, they're kind of in a wavy line, so maybe they're just like these orbs that are just separate entities themselves situated around the craft. They appeared before and after. And one of the videos it shows here, June 9th, 2008, he has a picture of this orange, reddish-orange orb. And then at one point you see that it's so bright that the water is real flat that night. It's reflecting off this orb, which is, you know, fairly high in the sky. This thing must have been, would have had to have been massive. More pictures from 2008 and on very, very weird stuff happening. And this, of course, happened all back in Turkey back during that 2007-2009 time frame. I did some interviews with some people there. It's fascinating to see these people talk about what they saw. I mean, they were there in real time. It goes on and they talk about they have a little documentary here describing the video. They give you all the technical stuff. You can see a picture of the camera they took these pictures with. It's 2008, but I mean, it's a pretty high dollar camera. And how you got these great, great videos. I think this is an overlooked case. And there's been so much work done on this and so much research explaining how the pictures were taken and where the objects were at. And they just did a lot of math to show you where these things were located as they filmed them. And then, of course, they talk about the people that were actually there. Here's another picture from 2007. It all looks like the same craft to me over a period of about 2 years. And it's one of these cases where you have a mass sighting, you have video, they have an excerpt here, they're talking about it on the news. And so you have all the evidence is right there. But it just doesn't, it's just not enough for some people. You know, I keep seeing the debunkers on Twitter say, well, we need some higher quality video. Well, you have high quality video. You know, we need some scientifically researched image of these things. Well, this is your case right here. A couple of these organizations recognized by the government went through this. They went through the pictures they went through and showed you where the videos were made at, the location, the angle, the camera, how big the thing must have been. They've done everything on it. They've done a forensic assessment of what happened here. It looks like like something you would do for a crime scene. I mean, it's amazing. And then you've got lots and lots of video here associated with the investigation of these objects. And this guy has put this all together on his website, the turkeyufocase.blogspot. It definitely will put a link to this. The detail and the amount of information he has posted here and the links he's posted is far too much to cover in one podcast or in one half a podcast. I mean, you could talk about this thing for a week, but I think this is one of the best UFO sightings that we've had, you know, in the last 25, 30 years. And it's a shame that when these things happen outside the borders of the United States, that people in the U.S. just don't seem to care. It's like I've said, the world, as far as most people in the U.S. Are concerned, the world ends at the borders of the U.S. And that's not the case. These things are being seen all over the place. And quite frankly, I think that if there is some kind of disclosure, some sort of, you know, in-your-face moment, it probably will happen somewhere outside the U.S. because it seems like every place but the U.S., other than maybe China, is more open about this stuff. Anyway, that's the two big stories. We actually had a UFO shutdown in an airport in Turkey for 12 hours, keeping hundreds of people off their flights. And then we take a look back at this UFO swarm, basically, that happened between 2007 and 2009 right there in Turkey. And it's extremely well documented, extremely well researched, and extremely overlooked. Until next time, this is UFO Warning over and out.